Punch Audio presents Piece de Resistance, French Twist Series, Book 3. Written by Sandra Bird. Performed by Sophie Amos. Chapter 1. Everything you want is out there waiting for you to ask. Everything you want also wants you. But you have to take action to get it. Jules Renard. If I had known exactly where and in what kind of trouble I was about to land, I'd have stayed in Paris.
Come on, dear.
A wizened woman dragged a shuffling friend past me and down the long carpeted hallway.
We don't want to get in the way of Rosa's granddaughter, even if she's sitting on our couch.
She threw a dirty look over her shoulder. I started to stand up and get out of her way, but she disdainfully waved me back into my seat.
Who?
Her friend shouted as I sank back down.
Rosa's granddaughter! She's sprawling on our couch!
I flinched at the vocal hurricane, but no one else seemed to notice. Or maybe they just couldn't hear it. For the time being, I was crashing at the guest apartment at my Nana's retirement community. Where else could I get in on such short notice? It was $20 a night, and only for a week or so, I hoped. Well, they do have a lot of singles, I had told my best friend Tanya, as she laughed at the news. And they do love what's left of life. I think it's cute, she said. You can get a personalized pill container and swap horrible doctor stories. Ha ha, I'd answered. Be careful, or I'll hold your bridal shower there on bingo night. I'd stayed with my parents on Whidbey Island for the 2 weeks since I'd been home from France. Yesterday, they had dropped me and my gear off at the retirement community, though most of my stuff was still in storage, awaiting my real apartment. And now I sat in the common room, not realizing I had poached what someone considered her personal couch, waiting for the afternoon bus to take me to my new job. I checked my watch again. To pass the time, I thumbed through the Gideon's Bible sitting on the side table, flipping by chance to the first chapter of Philippians and scanning the extra-large print until my eye caught something that hooked into my heart. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best. Oh, yeah. Bring on the discernment. I was starting a new job, the job I'd been hoping for all my life and at which I desperately wanted to succeed. And I found myself embroiled in a romantic crisis where I not only didn't hold all the cards, but the men involved had turned surprisingly poker-faced about their intentions. Lost in thought, it took me a minute to realize that a kindly-looking man had sat down next to me. He tried valiantly, but unsuccessfully, to clear the phlegm from his throat. I scooted over to both accommodate him and to offer us some personal space. He kept looking at me, but as soon as I looked back at him, he glanced away. Finally, he spoke.
Who are you?
He asked quietly.
And what are you doing here?
That was indeed the question, and not only for my current living situation. I wished I had an answer. Nana breezed in through the lobby, snapping her mauve umbrella shut with a force that belied her age. She kissed the cheek of her companion, Stanley Jones.